Hello, this is Brian1980 welcoming you back to Let's Play Entombed. In the last episode, we traversed the first two floors of the dungeon, and on the second floor, we rescued Regis Rumpelbelly, a halfling druid. And we are standing at the stairway to the between the second and third floors, and we're going to descend, but
you stumble upon a pair
boss
of
time!
Smash through a town's gates. Group 1.
Yeah, I can't get my voice to.
Sealed main. Group 1. 8 damage. Regis Rumpelbelly. Fart magic. Regis summon animal. Lightning. Group 1. 8 damage. Badly injured. Renulus it all. Fart magic. Some ice. Group 1. Head. 16 damage. The wolf has been defeated. Group 2. Regis Rumpelbelly. Waste. 7 damage. Injured. Sealed main. Group 2. 8 damage. Wolf 2, Renulus it all, 8 damage. Regis Rumpelbelly, 5, Wolf 2. 2 damage, injured. Renulus it all, 5, magic, some ice, Wolf 2. Left hind leg, 13 damage, critically injured. Sealed mane, Wolf 2, 8 damage, critically injured. Wolf 2, sealed mane, 8 damage. Regis Rumpelbelly, Wolf 2, 2 damage. The wolf has been defeated. 1200 experience awarded. Renulus it all has attained level 3. Renulus it all's attributes have improved. Gain 2 hit points. Gain 50 magic points. Renulus it all now has 1 skill point. Sealed mane has attained level 3. Sealed mane's attributes have improved. Gain 9 hit points. Regis Rumpelbelly has attained level 2. Regis Rumpelbelly's attributes have improved. Gain 3 hit points. Gain 6 magic points. Regis Rumpelbelly now has 1 skill point. Regis Rumpelbelly is now experienced enough for a second job. You prevented the town gates from being breached. Before continuing inside, you find a small orb clutched in the hands of a vanquished gate guard. You can now create portals to town. Press it. Look around.
Okay, we are in Twilight Town, which is kind of the game's, well, obviously it's a town.
Twilight Town appears to be a collection of rundown dwellings carved out of a vault in a bedrock. It narrowly sits between two dungeon floors and hosts a collection of every race and demeanor. Along with huts and homes, there are shops and gathering points scattered about. You're standing in what must pass as the market square. You can leave the town by ascending or descending the stairwell.
Now, you also heard that we found an orb that will let us create portals to town. The way that works is you press F1, and regardless of whatever floor you're on, you'll be sent back to the town, and you can buy items, what have you. And then when you want to go back, you hit F1 again. Now, once you do that, the sphere will need a minute or two, I think it is, to recharge. But it's pretty useful, because if you find something really cool, you can go back to town, sell it.
General store.
We're going to look at the general store.
Welcome to Cattle's General Emporium. Cattle glares at you uneasily. You're carrying 8 gold. Buy. Sell. 4 healing potion. Dubious copper ziphus. 7 gold. Magic potion. 5 gold. Horn archwood buckler. 4 gold. Unidentified scroll. 2 gold.
Yeah, we don't have enough money
Cancel.
To buy anything.
Buy. Exit. Buy.
Let's see what he has.
Small iron dagger. 6 gold. Dubious teeth buckler. 17 gold. 4 copper base lard. 11 gold. Dubious large iron fortune. 65 gold.
What the heck is a falchion?
This is a kobold made dubious large iron falchion. It's a type of longsword.
Longsword.
It has the following attributes. Base damage, 8 points. Base accuracy, 85%. It's made up of an iron blade, a copper guard, and a wolf leather grip. Or cotton tunic, not decent large iron greatsword, 90 gold. This is a kobold made decent large iron greatsword. It has the following attributes. Base damage, 10 points. Base accuracy, 85%. It's made up of an iron blade, a copper guard, and a rabbit leather grip. Dubious cave bear leather whip, 19 gold. Dubious large copper claymore, 106 gold.
Wow. Pretty expensive for...
Dubious rosewood short bow, 9 gold. Decent ash arrow, 1 gold. 2 healing potions, 31 gold.
Never have too many healing potions, but...
Dubious 9 blackwood arrows, 3 gold. Dubious 20 blackwood arrows, level 1 silence scroll, 8 gold.
Silence scroll, that's a useful spell if you can get it to work, because it'll prevent, you know, the affected person from using magic. Obviously, not such a good thing when it's cast on you, but...
Dubious 12 yeah. Copper arrows,
copper
14
arrows.
Gold. Crude 16 larchwood arrows,
large
3 gold.
Wood.
2 cure zombie rot potions, 77 gold.
Yeah, zombie rot potions. We will encounter zombie rot, I'm sure, before too long.
Decent 20 ash arrows, 12, 4 16 ash arrows, 4 10 teak arrows, 3 gold.
Yeah, that's pretty much... Now,
Cancel.
I ought to point out
General's
that...
Adam.
I don't know if it's how long if it's determined by how long you go between town visits or by how many floors you clear. But if you come back to town later, the shopkeeper might have stocked new items, so it's always a good idea to come back several times, because you never know what you might find.
Bizarre.
Now, there's also the bazaar.
You enter the Twilight Bazaar. Bye.
Now, the bazaar is an interesting... It's basically the player's market. This is where you can sell items that you find in the game to other players. And you'll earn what are called trade coins. And you use the trade coins to buy things in the bazaar.
Exit. Messages. You have no messages. Bye. Exit. Messages. Bazaar statistics. Getting statistics. One moment, please. Current bazaar statistics. You have 1253...
Yeah, I have 1,253 trade coins.
Tavern, bazaar. You enter the Twilight Bazaar. Sell, manage item, sell, buy. Buy what type of item? Archery, axes, archery, special items. Any quality. Searching for any quality special items that have been discovered above the second level. Found one matches, plague card, 2,000 trade coins. The plague card is adorned with a drab green border. It depicts a horde of insects covering a pile of refuse.
Now, the plague card is, you need that card to unlock the last race in the game. And that is the Ratkin race. Yeah. Now, the tavern is an interesting place because you can't talk to people or anything like that, but you can get quests, and quests are actually a good way to earn money. Matter of fact...
You enter the Twilight Tavern. Get a quest.
We have get a quest and leave.
Get a quest.
Now... again, I don't know, what determines, how often these reset, but usually when you find quests, you'll find them in groups of three, and each quest is on, one of the subsequent floors of the dungeon. So, you might find a quest on the third, fourth, or fifth floor, well, third, fourth, and fifth floors, or I think it starts fourth, fifth, and sixth, whatever, I forget exactly, but... Usually, there's one quest on each floor, and they're usually immediately subsequent to one another. So we're going to get quests.
You check for notices on the tavern wall. You find three notices. An orc fighter barbarian killed my father when the town was last attacked. I heard it's residing somewhere on the fourth floor. Destroy it and I'll reward you with 115 gold and dubious 12 tick arrows. You feel this quest could be very dangerous. Accept this quest.
Yes. I'm not going to pass up over 100 gold.
You accept the quest. The notice magically binds to you.
Besides, you can sell any items you don't.
The Bell Goblin is rumored to be creating an unstoppable force to sack the town. You can find them on the fifth floor. Stop them and you'll be rewarded with 63 gold and 2 healing potions. You feel this quest could be dangerous. Accept this quest.
Very dangerous usually means... Yeah, just that, very dangerous. Dangerous just means, well, dangerous. Sometimes you don't even get that warning.
You accept the quest. The notice magically binds to you. Yadda Black Blade, a repugnant hawk, is rumored to be creating an unstoppable force to sack the town. You can find them on the sixth floor. Stop them and you'll be rewarded with 74 gold and 2 pure zombie rock potions. You feel this quest could be dangerous. Accept this quest. You accept the quest. The notice magically binds to you. Get a quest.
Now, if we search again, there won't be any notices.
Leave. You leave the tavern. Tavern.
So, I think we're going to head down. And we are going to...
You descend to the third floor. Renulet Alloc, choose second Alloc, Renulet Banish Undead, Ice Blast. Level 3 of 5. Ice Blast has increased to level 4. Confirm change of skill point changes saved. Silver Mains, Regist Alloc, choose second Alloc, Regist Lumpla Belly, Summon Add Lightning. Level 2 of 5. Lightning has increased to level 3. Summon Add Confirm changes, skill point changes saved. Cancelled, up cancelled, resting.
I'm gonna save.
Encounter 3 enemies. Giant Rat 2. Silver Mane. Where Rat. Silver Mane. 5 damage. Silver Mane. Giant Rat 2. 8 damage. The Giant Rat has been defeated. Giant Rat 1. Silver Mane. Regis Rumpa Belly. Magic. Regis Summon Anna.
I'm gonna show you something that might happen sometimes if... I probably shouldn't do this, but...
Right hind leg. 13 damage. Injured. Renulacidal. 5. Magic. Sun. Ice Block. Where Rat. 17 damage. The were-rat has been defeated. Giant Rat 1. Renulacidal. 3 damage. Silver Mane, Giant Rat 1, 8 damage. The Giant Rat has been defeated. 300 experience awarded.
I guess I got lucky with that, because
Resting.
What could have happened is, as I said, when you increase the lightning game.
Die Rat, Regis Lumper Belly, 6 damage. Wear Rat, Renew Lessidol, 5 damage. Renew Lessidol, 5. Match, Sub Ice, Wear Rat, Cave Bat, Giant Rat, Dire Rat, Wear Rat, Dire Rat.
Dire Rat, I hate these guys.
Head, 19 damage.
Goodbye.
The Dire Rat's head is mangled. The Dire Rat has been defeated. Silver Mane, Cave Bat. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Giant Rat, Regis Lumper Belly, 4 damage. Regis Lumper Belly, 5, Wear Rat. Giant Rat, 5 damage. Badly injured, 3 damage. The Giant Rat has been defeated. Wear Rat, Regis Lumper Belly. Silver Mane, Wear Rat,
good.
8 damage. Regis Lumper Belly, 5, Wear Rat, 3 damage. Injured, 3 damage. Badly injured, Renew Lessidol, 5, Magic, Sub Ice, Wear Rat. Front Right, 4, 20 damage. Critically injured, Wear Rat, Renew Lessidol, 5 damage. Silver Mane, Wear Rat, 8
this
damage.
Is getting a little too
the
close.
Wear Rat has been defeated. 495 experience awarded. Resting.
Okay, we'll try and rest again. As like I said, you can get attacked while resting.
Resting completed.
There we go. I'm gonna save.
Save
I don't want to die. And
save
like.
Completed.
But what I was gonna say, what could have happened is that, like I said, when you increase the lightning spell's level, not only does the damage increase, but it also has the increased possibility of arcing between the various enemies, so it can hit all enemies sometimes. Which can be good, except for instances when you've killed, when you've already killed one or more enemies, because if you're particularly unlucky, the lightning will actually reanimate fallen enemies as zombies. And zombies have the ability to inflict the zombie rot status on you. So, yeah, you gotta be careful of them.
Encountered two enemies. Dungeon Creep 1, Regis Lumper Belly. Silver Mane, Dungeon Creep 1, 8 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Regis Lumper Belly. 4 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. 60 experience awarded. Renew Lessidol has attained level 4. Renew Lessidol's attributes have improved. Gain 2 hit points.
Mode. Stop recording. Renew photo and video. Elapsed time. 12 minutes, 32 seconds.
Attributes have improved. Gain 10 hit points. Regis Lumper Belly has attained level
4. Viewfinder.
Regis Lumper Belly's attributes have improved.
Elapsed time. Photo and video. Stop recording video.
I was just checking my time. Ooh, we all gained levels. Which means...
Renew Banning Ice Blast. Level 4 of 5. Ice Blast has increased to level 5. Confirm change. Skill...
Ren is now a mistress of the Ice Blast spell. And Regis, not to be confused with Regis Philbin. Actually, if you're familiar with the, Icewind Dale trilogy. Obviously, Regis Rumplebelly was the name of the, what was his name? Well, Regis Rumplebelly, of course. I guess he would be considered a halfling, I think, wasn't it?
Nearest unexplored space. North, 2. West, 12. North, 3. Encountered one enemy.
Game?
Goblin Shaman. Silver Mane. Silver Mane. Goblin Shaman. 4 damage. Renew Lessidol. Max, Ice, Goblin Shaman. Head, 23 damage. The Goblin Shaman has been defeated. 18 experience awarded. Nearest unexplored space. North, 1. West, 12. Nearest unexplored space. North, 3. Nearest unexplored space, west, 1. Encountered two enemies. Silver Mane, Wear Rat. Renew Lessidol, Fuck Match, Ice, Wear Rat, Giant Rat, Wear Rat. Tail, 26 damage. The Wear Rat's tail is mangled, badly injured. Giant Rat, Renew Lessidol, 3 damage. Regis Lumper Belly, Match, Regis Summon Anadol, Lightning, Wear Rat. Lightning arcs to the Giant Rat, 15 damage. The Were-Rat has been defeated. 19 damage.
Oh, you see?
The Giant Rat has been defeated.
How it...
275 experience awarded.
How the lightning arced and hit both enemies, and actually did pretty nice damage. So the arcing property can be quite useful. Like I said, you just gotta be careful with it. That you don't accidentally excuse me, resurrect something you've already killed.
Use unexplored space. West, one.
You know, because then you have to contend with zombie rot and all that
stuff.
Nearest
unexplored space. North, six. East, two. South, two. Encountered two enemies. Where at? Silver Main. Five damage. Silver Main. Cave Bat. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Eight damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Regis Rumpa Belly. Magic.
What the heck? I'm gonna try that.
Animal. Lightning. Where at? The lightning reanimates the Cave Bat.
See what I mean? Course.
Back right 4, 20 damage. Renu Mesidol, Fuck Magic, Sun, Ice Blast, Where at? Cave Bat Zombie. Right foot, 25 damage. Injured, Silver Mane, Where at? 8 damage. Badly injured, Regis Rumpa Belly, Fuck Magic, Reject, Summon and Lightning, Where at? Cave Bat Zombie. Head, 15 damage. The Cave Bat Zombie has been defeated. Where at?
Oh, that was lucky. That was.
Magic,
Summon,
Ice Blast, Where at? Head, 20 damage.
If that cave bat had bitten anybody,
270 experience awarded.
That person would have come up, would probably have come down with zombie rot, and I do not have any cure zombie rot potions. That was probably not a smart move to cast lightning. but granted, not all zombies will give you zombie rot if they happen to have weapons that they have access to. The weapons won't.
Nearest unexplored space, east 2, south 2.
But what zombie rot does is it causes your skin to fall off, and obviously your body parts will fall off and you can die from it. The difference between zombie rot and poison is that I believe poison, if it doesn't kill you first, will go away on its own. Zombie rot
nearest
won't.
Nearest unexplored space, east 4, north 2, east 2. Nearest
Come
unexplored
on.
Space, south 2, east 4. North, 1. Encountered two enemies. Dungeon Creek 2. Dungeon Creek uses
sub-game. Game?
Dungeon Creek splits into. Dungeon Creek 1. Regis Rumpa Belly. Right arm. 4 damage. Silver Mane. Dungeon Creek 2. 8 damage. The Dungeon Creek has been defeated. Regis Rumpa Belly. Fuck magic. Reject summon.
You know what?
Lightning.
I'm feeling kind
dungeon
of annoyed.
Creek 1. Lightning arcs to the Dungeon Creek. 21 damage. The Dungeon Creek has been defeated. 24 damage. The Dungeon Creek has been defeated. 90 experience awarded.
Yes, overkill.
Nearest
major overkill.
East, 4.
But
north, 1.
Honestly, I don't care. I hate those things. They're not as annoying as their slightly stronger cousins, the Crypt Creeps, but
nearest
they're still annoying.
Space, south, 1.
Ooh.
The following items are lying. Unidentified scroll. You picked up an unidentified scroll.
Yeah, one more ooh.
The following. Crude 12 tick arrow. Level 1 regeneration healing potion. Crude 12 healing. Crude 12 tick arrows. You picked level 1 you picked up.
The main reason I'm picking up those
cancel.
Arrows is because I can sell them for money. Money!
Nearest unexplored space. West, 1. South, 4. West, 1. Nearest unexplored space, north, 1. Encountered two enemies. Goblin Assassin, Regis Rumpa Belly. Regis Rumpa Belly has been sent sprawling through the air. 2 damage. Silver Mane, Goblin Assassin. 8 damage. Injured. Where at? Renu Mesidol.
Ow.
Regis Rumpa Belly. Fuck, where at?
Wait.
Cancel,
wait.
Magic, Reject, Summon Anna, Lightning. Where at? Goblin. Lightning arcs to the where at? Right hand, 18 damage. Badly injured. Back left 4, 16 damage. Renu Mesidol. Fuck match. Sub ice. Where Goblin Assassin. Left arm. 22 damage. The Goblin Assassin has been defeated. Silver Mane. Where at? 8 damage. Badly injured. Where at? Silver Mane. Left hind leg. 5 damage. Injured. Regis Rumpa Belly. Stand. Regis Rumpa Belly gets back up. Renu Mesidol. 5. Magic. Sub ice. Where at? Front left leg. 25 damage. The Were-At has been defeated. 330 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. Nearest unexplored space. North, 1. There is a stairway down here. Nearest unexplored space. West, 1.
Okay, this is the stairway down. But I'm not going to take this stairway down just yet. I'm going to save the game, and between now and the next time we meet, I'm going to explore this floor and try to gather up, see if there's any more useful items to find, and I may swing by Twilight Town to sell off some stuff. And then we will continue on to the fourth floor and the first of our quests. Will we be able to complete it? Find out next time.
Stop recording video.